from KQED.
About a week ago, federal officials suspended volunteer visitation programs at three immigration detention facilities in Southern California. They've since relented, and visitations have since resumed. But outside ICE offices in downtown L.A. yesterday, advocates for the detainees said the conflict isn't quite over. The California Report's L.A. Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas has more.
The people being held at the Adelanto Detention Center don't get many visitors. They tend to be far away from family and unable to afford legal counsel. The privately operated jail is in the high desert, a good 90 miles northeast of Los Angeles, but Victoria Mena lives only about a mile away, so she started a volunteer visitors group, the Friends of Adelanto Detainees.
We go in and we talk with the detainees to help a lot of their loneliness and their isolation. Many of the people that are there don't receive visitors at all. And it's no surprise with where Adelanto is located.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement even helped coordinate the visits with detainees who are either awaiting or disputing deportation. But when Mena showed up one day last month, she was stopped.
Your program has been suspended until further notice, and you will have no access to the detainee. To this day, we still don't know why.
Volunteer visits were also stopped at two other ICE detention centers in Southern California. An ICE spokeswoman says that's because a volunteer from another visitor group blogged about a recent encounter with detainees for the Huffington Post. Visitor volunteers have since been allowed to return as long as they comply with ICE's rules on detainee privacy.
And, we've seen really horrible things happening.
Activists staged a small rally outside U.S. immigration offices in Los Angeles Wednesday to pressure ICE to ease up on its visitation rules and to improve access to health care and overall conditions at Adelanto and other holding centers. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.